Hey there, awesome humans. Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Toolbox, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of life with executive dysfunction. Now, I know what you're thinking, another day, another podcast about habits. Trust me, this one's different. We're not just talking about swapping out sugary drinks for water or adding a 10-minute walk to your routine. This is about building healthy habits that actually work for your brain, specifically to tackle those pesky executive function challenges. Think of it like this. We're gonna build a mental toolbox filled with strategies and hacks that make tackling everyday tasks feel less like climbing Mount Everest and more like strolling through a park on a sunny day. You know that feeling when you sit down with the best intentions to tackle your to-do list, only to find yourself scrolling through social media an hour later? Or maybe you've got that project due tomorrow, but your brain is playing hide and seek with motivation? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But guess what? We can change that. By understanding how executive dysfunction works and building habits that support our brains, we can take back control and actually achieve our goals. So, buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that will revolutionize your approach to habit building. Number 1. Ditch the all or nothing mindset. Ever heard the phrase, perfect is the enemy of good? It's so true when it comes to habit building. Trying to overhaul your entire life overnight is a recipe for burnout and disappointment. Instead, focus on small, achievable steps. Maybe start with just 5 minutes of dedicated work time each day or swapping that afternoon coffee for a healthier tea option. Consistency over intensity, my friends. Number 2. Make it enjoyable. Let's be honest, if you dread the activity, you're less likely to stick with it. Think about what truly motivates you. Is it a sense of accomplishment, reducing stress, or simply enjoying the process? Incorporate those things into your habits. For example, if you love music, create a killer playlist for your workout sessions. If you're a visual learner, try using colorful sticky notes to track your progress and reward yourself with little treats along the way. Number 3. Time boxing is your secret weapon. This involves scheduling specific blocks of time for tasks, even those seemingly mundane ones like checking emails or paying bills. Think of it as giving your brain a clear roadmap. Hey, from 9 to 10 a.m., we're focusing on this project, and then afterwards, we'll take a break. It helps prevent overwhelm and keeps you on track. Plus, when you see those blocks filled in on your calendar, it feels like you've already accomplished something. Number 4. Embrace the power of accountability. Surround yourself with supportive people who encourage your progress or find an online community where you can share your journey. Sometimes, just knowing someone else is rooting for you can make all the difference. Number 5. Celebrate every win, big or small. This is crucial. Whether it's sticking to your new routine for a week or finally finishing that project you've been putting off, acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate them. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reinforces those positive changes. You deserve to feel good about yourself. Ever felt like that overwhelming sense of, I should be doing more, is just a constant loop in your brain? Yeah, me too. It's a common experience when dealing with executive dysfunction. The world throws a million things at us every day, emails, notifications, deadlines, social obligations, and it can feel impossible to keep up. But what if I told you that by taking small steps towards building healthy habits, you could actually gain control over your schedule and reduce that nagging sense of overwhelm? Take Sarah, for instance. She's a graphic designer with a passion for creating beautiful work. But she also struggles with procrastination and feeling overwhelmed by her to-do list. One day, she decided to try implementing the timeboxing technique. She blocked out specific chunks of time on her calendar for tasks like designing logos, attending meetings, and even taking breaks. To her surprise, it worked wonders. She felt less stressed because she had a clear plan and knew exactly how much time she needed to dedicate to each task. And the best part? By breaking down her work into manageable chunks, Sarah actually found herself getting more done. So, what's the takeaway from all this? You are capable of building healthy habits that support your brain and help you achieve your goals. Remember, it's about taking small steps, finding what works for you, and celebrating every win along the way. You've got this. And remember, I'm right here in your ear every day to keep you motivated and inspired. Now go out there and rock those habits. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a supportive community together. See ya tomorrow for another episode of Mental Toolbox.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.